Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. With over 350 million global monthly visitors, Indeed's matching engine helps you find quality candidates fast. You get to ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. It's not just about hiring faster, though. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Don't search. Match with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Let me tell you who I am. I am a survivor, a teenage mother, a welfare recipient, and a woman. I am a teacher, life coach, minister, lawyer, and author. I've had my share of breakups, breakdowns, and breakthroughs. I did my work and put my life back together piece by piece. I am Ianla Van Zandt, and I am here to help you do your work.
I'm in Dallas, Texas, to help a couple on the verge of divorce.
Janitri and OJ first met nearly a decade ago and soon began a family, raising three children together.
We got married because we were in love with each other and we wanted our family to grow up in a two-parent home because neither one of us had that.
But not long after the ink dried on their marriage license, their relationship started to crumble.
Now I feel like he is a different person, and I feel like that's not the person I married or not the person I wanted to marry.
We fight over anything. It can be why I didn't put the drain in the sink, and we'll start fighting.
The biggest thing that we argue about is housework, like cleaning. She's just lazy at times. She feels like it should be done when she wants to do it, not when it needs to be done.
At times, OJ and Janitria's petty bickering turns to yelling and escalates from there.
Sometimes my temper does scare me because I feel like I don't have total control over it.
If he chokes me, I'll fight back only if I'm not able to breathe anymore. But other than that, I just kind of let him choke me because I'm like, okay, he'll be done in a minute and it'll be over because I have to get back to the kids.
I could say that it's both of our fault, but honestly, I feel like she makes it get to the extreme point and she doesn't realize it because she has a real slick mouth. You know, I'm not used to a woman talking to me like that. And so that pisses me off.
This couple isn't just on the verge of divorce. My concern is one of them could be headed to jail or the hospital. I'm going to serve OJ with my own version of a restraining order before his wife does.
The story for me is both universal and personal. As somebody that lived in an abusive relationship, I'm here to ask the questions that I never got an opportunity to ask and hopefully get some answers, not just for the woman involved in this story, but for the hundreds of thousands of women who got pushed last night.
Hello.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Mr. Osmond.
Yes, ma'am.
Hi.
Miss Janitria.
Yes, ma'am.
Janitria. Yes, ma'am. That makes me sound so... How are y'all?
Pretty good. How are you doing?
Pretty good. Well, if you was pretty good, I would not be here.
Yeah, that's right.
That's true.
Where are we going?
We can have a seat on the couch.
On the couch? Our couch is good. So why am I here?
Because we have several problems in our marriage, and it's to the point to where, you know, we're starting to question whether we should continue the marriage.
Why am I here for you?
You're for me because I feel like we have had several rifts in our relationship, and it's just like us just talking about it, it doesn't end well. And if that cannot get fixed, then I don't think our marriage is gonna last.
Well, your marriage is not gonna last until you can say, you're here because my husband pushes and shoves and puts his hands on me. That needs to be the first thing out your mouth.
You're here because my husband pushes, shoves, and puts his hands on me.
And puts his hands on you in what way?
He yells, and then he'll, like, grab me or, I mean, choke. There has been choking sometimes. And just kind of pin me down to where I can't really do anything.
You've choked your wife. So when he chokes you, what do you do?
Normally, I kind of wait for it to be over. Like, unless I can't start to actually lose my breath, like, all the way, then I'll try to start fighting him off.
So when was the last time y'all had an argument that became physical?
About 3 weeks ago.
And where was it?
In the kitchen.
In the kitchen. Come on, let's go to the kitchen. All right, let's go. What was the argument about? Go where you were.
I was standing right here.
You were standing right there. What were you doing?
I was cooking.
You were cooking?
Yeah.
Give me a pot. Get a pot.
It's right here. Sorry.
Put it on the stove. What was you cooking?
I don't remember. I think
give me another one.
I think it was like spaghetti or something.
Okay, spaghetti. All right.
I was cooking, and then I was coming over. I was draining the meat off of the...
Okay, I'm going to stand right over here.
Okay. And he asked me, why did I take this out of the sink?
He asked you, why did you take the strainer?
Out of the sink.
Out of the sink. Okay, now, was there some reason you needed to know that while she was cooking?
Yes.
What was it?
Because the maintenance man came over here and he told us that the way the pipes are, you're supposed to keep those in the sink to keep food from going down because there's not a garbage disposal.
Did she know that?
I don't know if she knew that or not.
So, okay. All right, so he wanted to know why you took the strain out the sink. Okay, good. Go ahead.
And I got annoyed, I'm not gonna lie, because I'm like, why? You know, let me...
So where were you?
I think by this time I was over here.
And what did you do?
Over here.
Oh, you were over there. Go over there.
And I think I got annoyed, and I said, why? Like, why?
Yeah, but ask me. I want to see how you said it.
I was like,
with
why?
With that attitude in there.
I said, why?
And right. And then what did you say?
What do you mean, why? Why did you tell me why you took it out? Because I want to know. I'm asking you a question, so why did you take it out? She was like, I shouldn't have to explain why I took that out of the sink. I just took it out of the sink.
Okay, so say that. Well, okay, go ahead, say that.
I shouldn't have to explain why I take the dish drain out of the sink.
You didn't say it nice, smiling with your eyelashes flapping. But how did you say it? I want to hear how you said it.
I probably said it like, I don't have to explain why I take the dish drain out of the sink. Like, why?
And then what did you say?
I keep trying to get her to answer my question.
Show me how. Show me what you did.
Tell me why you took it out of the sink. Why? Just what was the reason?
And what did you say?
I don't remember saying anything, just ignoring him.
What did she say?
Nothing.
Okay, so then what happened?
He walked away first, and I was over here by the microwave.
Okay, so walk away and go over there by the microwave.
And then he was still screaming and cursing over there.
Okay, so now that you're in the corner.
Yes.
You're in the corner. Okay, uh-huh. And then what happened?
And then
he was screaming and cussing?
Uh-huh.
What was he saying?
He was just cursing me out like
okay, normal. Well, how do you curse him out? Like, what's your normal way of cursing her out? What does that sound like?
It's just usually tied into whatever I'm trying to, you know, either ask or explain.
Okay, so make it up.
Stupid and...
Say what?
I say he called me stupid and all that.
Okay, call her. You so stupid? What?
I don't understand why you acting stupid. You stupid. Sometimes it come out like that. I can't say it did that day, but it did.
Okay. And then what? And then what happened?
And then I rolled my eyes, like, whatever. And then that's when he came the first time.
Okay. So come on. What did you do? Tell me. And what did he do?
He grabbed me, like, right here.
You're in the corner. Mm-hmm. So you mean to tell me he took his hands mm-hmm. and he put them on you like this mm-hmm. and began to choke you. Mm-hmm. Is that what I'm understanding? Mm-hmm. And what were you doing?
Waiting for it to be over.
Brother, I'm serving you. Go get your suitcase and pack. I will not be in the house with a man who puts his hands on a woman. Literally.
Go get your suitcase, get you some clothes, because you can't be here. You can't be here.
All right.
So you're going to get your clothes, right?
That's what you say, dude. That's what
okay,
I'm gonna do.
That's what you're going to do. Not good. I will see you later.
All right.
Tell me why you're crying.
Because I feel like I still want to protect them.
From what? You want to protect him? I'm always willing to be wrong, but I am going to assume that he is not the first man to put his hands on you. Would that be accurate?
Yes.
I want you to take me back to the first time a man put his hands on you. Who was that? How old were you? Where were you? What happened?
Well, when I was little, I was living with my mother, and her boyfriend molested me.
And you did what? Did you tell?
Yes, I did.
You did tell.
And then I went through the whole court system where I was put in foster care, a couple of different foster cares, until my grandmother came to get me, and I lived with her after that.
So let me see if I got this. When you were four, just really being able to be verbal and express yourself, a man touched you inappropriately.
Mm-hmm.
And as a result, you got removed from your home, therefore giving you the idea that you were being punished because you spoke about what somebody did.
Mm-hmm.
So you learn to hold in secret and silence the things that hurt you. Would that be accurate?
Yes. Yeah. I never thought about it that way.
Mm. Wow. So who do you belong to?
I don't know.
Your grandmother?
Oh, no.
Your dad?
No.
No? Do you know your father?
I don't. And my mother was in jail.
And your mother was in jail? For?
I believe it was drugs, and I'm not exactly sure of all the charges because she went a few times. She went a lot. It feels like I have no identity. Like, I don't know who I am. All I know is I'm a wife and I'm a mother, and that's all I know.
Beloved, when did all of this become okay? When did it become okay for the man you sleep with, the man you have children with, to put his hands on you?
I don't know.
You got to tell me why you stay with a man who puts his hands on you. You got to tell me something other than I don't know. I don't know what's unacceptable to me.
Because I don't want the kids to be, I don't want them to grow up with one parent because I didn't have either. So
you're making your issue their issue. How is that helpful to them? How old are your children?
2, 6, and 9.
Let's go to the 6-year-old. Is that a boy or a girl?
A girl.
A girl. So what are you teaching this 6-year-old female child about what she can expect from a man and how she's to behave in his presence? What are you teaching her?
That it's acceptable for that to happen.
Yeah. For what to happen?
For, you know, daddy to yell at mommy or that they
say. Not
okay.
Just daddy, any man.
Yeah.
How is she gonna make the distinction? How did you make the distinction between the grown man touching you inappropriately as a 4-year-old and the man you were sleeping with touching you inappropriately as a young woman? How'd you make the distinction?
I really didn't.
That's right. You didn't.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. With over 350 million global monthly visitors, Indeed's matching engine helps you find quality candidates fast. You get to ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. It's not just about hiring faster, though. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Don't search. Match with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
The first sign of an abused woman is that she isolates herself and she keeps the secret.
I mean, I talk to my family. I just don't tell them.
Do you tell them that your husband puts his hands on you and throws things at you? Does your mother know he chokes you?
Nobody in my family. I mean...
What is happening to you? You're one of the people what I call neck down dead. That you won't even allow yourself to feel the devastation of the reality that you put on your nightie and go to bed with a man who chokes you. You see, that right there is devastating. Every now and then you let yourself weep or cry. Mm-hmm. But that's how you can stay, because you don't tell the truth about what you feel.
Mm-hmm.
Look at her. Tell her. Tell her story.
I am...
in a marriage.
In a marriage. Yeah. Where I feel like I'm not fully loved or respected.
And the reason I know I'm not fully loved and respected...
is because my husband puts his hands on me.
Yeah. And?
My husband calls me names like... stupid, dumb.
And that's not working. Why do you stay with him? Are you scared to be alone? Do you think nobody else will want you? Do you not want to have to start all over again? Why do you stay in this marriage?
I don't want to start over. I don't want children around somebody else. I already don't trust people as it is. I want to be somewhere where it's familiar. I don't want to put myself or them through anything else.
And you think that's safer than finding someone who will love, honor, adore, and cherish you and your three children?
Because who's to say that would ever happen?
Who's to say it won't? Why am I here?
You're here to help heal me with my...
I'm here because you're lost, baby. I'm here because you're lost. Take those shoes off. Stand up. Come over here. Turn around. Come here.
Yeah, that's okay. You just go ahead and cry. Yeah. All the years, and all the time. Come on, just let it go. Yeah, there.
I'm sending Janitria to the Family Place, a local battered women's shelter.
Tell the truth.
Okay.
Tell the truth.
I will.
There, she'll meet other women who share her story of denial and survival.
Domestic violence is a choice. It's not, you made me angry and I couldn't control myself. It's a choice.
Meanwhile, I've sent her husband, OJ, to a nearby hotel with my own version of a restraining order.
I'm big, I'm black, I look mean, I'm loud. Everybody, you know, feels like, oh, let's restrain this motherfucker because he might, you know, hurt somebody. I'm the bad guy, you know, I'm the big bad wolf.
I understand he's pretty upset with me, and that's really okay. I don't have a problem with a man who puts his hands on women being upset with me for saying that's unacceptable. I don't have a problem with that. Mr. OJ, may I come in?
Yes.
Are you mad at me? How you doing, Mr. OJ?
I've been better.
You've been better. So tell me what's up. Did you read that?
I did.
And what did you learn from reading that?
Learned that my behavior is that of domestic abuse.
You didn't know that. Tell me the truth.
I knew, but...
Look at me.
I knew, but...
Period. I knew, period.
Yeah, I knew.
So when you saw your hands on her neck, not even choking her, but just placed there by me, you didn't do it, I did it, on what went through your mind?
Not being angry and doing it, I mean, it felt wrong.
Do you think that because you're a man, you have more rights than she does?
Not rights, no.
But what? As a man, you should?
Not be defied.
Not be defied?
Yeah.
Explain that to me. What does that mean?
I mean, if I'm asking you something, I feel like you should answer me. I mean, why wouldn't you?
Did you ever think that maybe she's scared to of you?
No.
Oh. Let me show you something. Give me your hand. Look at this. Look at that. Look at your hand.
I don't like being like that. No, it's not something that I enjoy or something that I like doing.
You shouldn't do it, period.
You're right. You're right.
See, I think you do it because you know there's no consequences. Can you imagine to have to look in your son's face and your daughter's face the day she slips or you push too hard and your wife is carted off to the morgue and you have to look in your children's face and they grow up saying, my daddy killed my mommy? Come on, OJ. You never thought about these things, beloved? So what did you think about, OJ?
Just whatever it was I was mad at the time.
Did you have a dad to teach you how a man handles anger?
No, ma'am.
So what did your mother teach you that makes you think this is okay?
Well, I don't feel like she gave me that. No. She tells me that it reminds her of the way my father used to do her.
I always say, if you want to know the end, look at the beginning. So I've invited OJ's mother and sister for a surprise visit.
Hi, Mama.
Hi.
I'm going to sit here and y'all sit there. How about
okay.
that? Come on,
I'm
Mama.
Okay. I'll come around.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking at your face. Tell me what's going on.
I don't know, wasn't expecting to see them right now.
Mm-hmm. Tell your mother why I'm here.
Because I'm abusive to my wife in order to get what I want.
Where did he learn that?
My mother has been in an abusive relationship.
Tell him what it's like to be abused by a man.
I was afraid. So I would quiet down so it wouldn't escalate. I would just get, you know, like in a shell. And that's not good. I'm not being myself. I've never seen you physically abuse Janitra, but verbally, it hurts me because I've been in Janitra's shoes so many times. I didn't mean to be throwing it in your face like, you're like your father, you're like your father. You're gonna be like, I didn't want that to happen.
That's how it came off.
Hold up. You said to him he was like his father?
I don't want him to be like his father.
So, OJ, where did it break down? Let's talk about that. You said your mother always told you, don't be like your father, because?
He wasn't good to her.
Mm-hmm. And you ended up doing what?
Being like him. Mm-hmm. It hurts, and it honestly, it makes me mad. You know, I feel like he didn't have nothing to do with me growing up and becoming a man.
Yeah.
I needed my father. I didn't see my dad as a bad person all my life until I got old enough to understand what really happened. All I knew was he wasn't there.
You told him what not to be like, not how to be. Go sit with him. Go talk to your mama. Now you're talking to your man, son, not your little boy. You're talking to your man.
You are such a good person. That when I see that other side, OJ, it hurts me. That's why I left your father, so you wouldn't see that.
I know.
You needed your dad.
I did.
Yeah.
Hey,
Mama.
Hey,
how it's gonna be okay.
Today is a new beginning, new day.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
I've arranged for OJ to attend a domestic abuse intervention group.
Your mother can't help you. Your sister can't help you. Janitria can't even help you. There are some sacred places you have to go as a man that only a man can take you to.
How you doing?
Hi.
David.
OJ, how are you?
As the end of day one nears, it's clear to me that this couple has been engaged in years of abuse by remaining in denial. But I hope Janitria is starting to wake up after spending the afternoon at the battered women's shelter.
Are you clear that you are an abused woman?
I am.
Been there, done that. And after I got hit in my head with a bed slap, I woke up at 3:00 in the morning. And something said to me, if you don't leave here now, he's going to kill you. And I creeped out of the bed. And I got a bag of clothes for each of my kids and one for me. And I left. I had nowhere to go. I had no money to get there. I didn't even care. But I had to be willing to lose everything to gain it all. And I'm not advocating at all for the ending of your marriage. I'm advocating for the beginning of your life.
It's day two outside of Dallas, Texas, where I'm working with a couple that has been locked in an abusive marriage for years and didn't know it.
How you doing?
Hi.
It is my intention to provide OJ and Janitria with the professional resources they need. But the decision of whether to stay together or not is ultimately up to them.
Morning, sunshine.
Good morning.
How you doing?
So-so.
So-so. Tell me about so-so. You sit over there, I'll sit over here.
Just really didn't sleep a lot. Just thinking a lot about a lot of stuff that happened yesterday and a lot of things that were said and, you know.
So let's walk through it. How was your meeting?
It was actually pretty good. They let me go last, so everybody else went. And when it got to me, I'm just like, all the things that everybody else said, I felt like were small compared to what I had done.
Really?
They were all court ordered. And so kind of hit me like I was worse in my actions than a lot of those guys were, but they had all been locked up for it.
I don't know if one is more serious than the other. What happened was that they were held accountable a lot sooner than you were.
Right.
Now, is that a blessing or a curse? We get to choose.
So the issue becomes, what's going to prevent what happened before from happening again?
I don't want it to happen again, but you know, honestly speaking, I can't sit here and say that it won't.
That's a concern for me. See, my recommendation would be that you stay somewhere else.
That's hard to even hear come out of your mouth. Mm.
But do you understand why I'm saying this?
I do.
Yeah.
I do. I got a long way to go.
It's not a punishment. It's a protection.
So I want you to think about those things as I have some communication with Janitria. And I'll see you later.
All right.
All right? Whenever there's an experience of domestic violence, both parties are responsible. OJ has his work to do as the abuser, but Janitria hasn't allowed it to continue. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Good. How was your night?
It was okay. A lot of thinking.
So, how did we get here? Let's talk about your mom. What did she teach you about being a woman?
And I said nothing.
What did you learn about being a woman from watching her?
Nothing.
You had to learn something.
Learn not to be like her.
Did she know that you were molested?
She should know.
When Janitria was young, she says her mother, Kim, struggled with addiction and was in and out of jail.
Miss Kim?
Hi.
Kim has tried unsuccessfully to mend the relationship with her daughter. But Janitria is stuck in the past.
So when you look at your daughter, what parts of you do you see?
The parts I want to be, the parts I wish I had been. The way she handles her children, to me, she's my hero.
Why is she your hero now?
Because I wasn't there to do that for mine.
Why?
And, well, just different circumstances.
What does that mean, different circumstances?
Just things that got out of hand with me personally, in my personal life, that took me away.
Okay, so what's happening? What happened?
I'm just trying to take it all in. I'm just...
Neck down dead. She is so pissed off at you.
I know.
What would you want her to know?
Just that I go through things. I don't talk about it to anybody.
So, because?
Because I feel like, I don't talk about it to you because like, you couldn't help yourself, honestly. So how could you help me?
Look at your mother.
Mm-hmm.
Let her know I needed you.
I did. I needed you.
And you weren't there.
And you weren't there.
And I felt lost.
I did. I felt lost. I still feel lost.
What else do you want her to know? What else do you
I'm
want?
Mad because you never told my dad who about me. I'm mad because I probably would have known what a man was supposed to be and how a man was supposed to treat me had I had a father.
You don't know any of that to be true, but it's okay to feel
right.
that way.
Right. Okay. I don't know what could have happened. I don't know what could have been.
Do you know who her father is?
No.
Tell her that.
I just don't know.
Because?
It was a one-night stand.
Okay, you don't get a name on a one-night stand?
Wait, let me tell you something. Do you know how embarrassing it is to break down and tell your daughter you don't know who your daddy is?
I don't care how embarrassing it is. It's what I needed. Well,
I'm sorry. That's all I can do.
But you do know that she was molested?
No.
Okay.
I didn't know that.
Tell her about your experience of that.
I mean, I remember when it happened, and I remember going to all the foster homes, and that was horrible. I remember going to live with people who couldn't even speak my same language. So here I am locked in a room by myself, just me, waiting and hoping and praying, and somebody I knew would come get me. And that's when my grandmother came.
Mm-hmm. You didn't know she was in foster homes?
No. They wouldn't tell me a lot of things. Not that I didn't try. It's that I was not given full information about stuff. Can I say something to him?
Yes.
Listen, I want you to understand that at a point in my life, I felt like I was right in doing some of the things I did and the decisions that I made.
Such as?
Leaving. I felt threatened. It was a situation. It was an abuse situation going on.
Wait a minute. Hold up. Hold the phone. Break that down for me, please.
He ended up dragging me across the carpet. I had carpet burns from here to here. I had nothing. My life was spiraling out of control. I was getting involved in other things. What would I look like dragging my kids from dope house to dope house or anything like that? Mm-hmm. I refuse to do that. Mm-hmm. I have to tell you, and I've been wanting to tell you that for years, that I'm sorry that I didn't come back. Please forgive me for that.
But you were sick, Mama.
Yes, I was.
You were sick?
Yes, I was. But at the same time, there's not an excuse.
No, there's no excuses, but there's a reality.
Yes, ma'am.
Any sickness is not supposed to come over your kids. I don't care.
What about your sickness? Of not having a voice, of not having boundaries, of not standing up for yourself, of not teaching your daughters what it is that a woman does. And if you put your big girl panties on, you can look at this woman as a woman who's made mistakes. And you can continue to see her through that filter, or you can say, damn. You know, it may have taken her a while, but okay. I asked you, what did your mother teach you about being a woman? You said nothing. Mm-hmm. She taught you that men beat you. Mm-hmm. She taught you that. Does your mother know that you live in an abusive situation? Does she know that?
No, I didn't know.
Okay, tell your mother.
Well, I am in an abusive situation. I thought that we were just having typical arguments and stuff, but I realize now that it is abuse. So, yeah. So I'm dealing with that now.
What would her mother say to her?
Figure out what's best for you, mm-hmm. because your children are going to see it, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm. But you need to do something about this situation, sister.
Well, we get ready to do that, because I need to know that you're safe mm-hmm. before I leave here. Have a seat down. I want you to look at your wife's mother and confess to her what you've been up to.
I now know that... Okay.
Take your time. Take your time. Take your time.
I now know that I have...
The way I've treated your daughter.
The way I've treated your daughter. I've disrespected her. I've called her names. I pushed her. I grabbed her. And at times, I have choked her. And while doing that, disrespecting myself and my children.
I got your back. I don't condone it.
Yeah.
But I celebrate your courage in acknowledging it.
I am at a loss for words. Okay. I'm at a loss for words. Never in a million years ever wanted that for my daughter. However, I do know sicknesses, and then being abusive is one of them. I'm mad at you, but I still love you. You just better get it right, partner. You better get it right.
So what is it that you want to acknowledge to your wife?
Well, first of all, I want to acknowledge the fact that my behavior was wrong, you know, and abusive. And I now recognize that, but, you know, I honestly never intended to hurt you, but I know I have.
You have to know that there's consequences behind the pain, and I had to know that too, and now I do. But I do love you so much. And I don't know what's gonna happen with us, but I feel like we both have our own issues that we have to work out within ourselves.
Mama.
Yes, ma'am.
I want to have a little talk with them about their kind of personal business, married kind of thing. Yes. So can you give them a hug and a kiss
sure.
and excuse us?
Sure.
And I'll get back to you in a minute.
Okay.
Give her a big old mama hug. Come on, let's move over to the couch so I can have the husband and the wife sitting together. So, Mr. OJ, what you gonna do?
I think I need to take some time off. I honestly don't know. I haven't thought about or made any plans as to where I'm gonna go. But I don't wanna continue to be cancerous if I'm not fully right.
What am I hearing you say that your next step should be?
Honestly, I don't want my husband to leave, but I...
Tell him.
I don't want him to leave. I want us to try to still be together and... but still separately be able to find ourselves.
But can we do that?
That's what I don't know.
I don't think so. Because you and I both know that we've had arguments
mm-hmm.
and we've admitted our shortcomings. And a week later, we were doing the same thing.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Hardest thing to do sometimes is to let it go, let it fall completely apart, and then put it back together. Anything you need from me, OJ?
Just want to thank you.
Is there anything else you need from me?
I think you've made me acknowledge some things about myself that I didn't want to acknowledge.
I think you've done enough. Is my work here done?
I think so.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.